Hello, and we want to visit with you for just a wee while to bring you up to date, as we promised we would do. And again, in a few days, we'll be doing it again, so you know exactly what we're doing and where we're going. First of all, I know we did this before, but I can't stop thanking you for your response. It has been, and I keep using the word overwhelming, took my breath away, I said to somebody, but it's the truth. It is just amazing how you have all responded to what we said in that video a few days ago. And what many have asked is, in terms, they've heard us use the word partner, and they've wondered what we mean by that. Well, let me put it like this. When I first came to the States, fresh from England, I knew nothing of partners. It's not arrived in England yet. And so I had a fellow who traveled with me, and we were going up and down the West Coast, and I would speak and he would sing. And somebody who was greatly helped in one meeting, he's a businessman, and he said, you need partners. He said, I want to give you X number of dollars every month to help you do this, because at that time the only way we could exist was keep preaching so you could keep on being paid. And if you weren't paid, you couldn't go on. It was very iffy. And he said, I'll give you and you can then continue whether you get paid a lot or not. And he then aroused a few other businessmen, and this was totally new to me, that persons would send in cash, money, every month, according to a spoken pledge. And then we could budget on that. We could determine what we would do. And we were not dependent upon whatever churches gave us as we preached. Well, as that went on, we have had partners on and off since 1964. I say on and off because in the middle of that time, I was the pastor of a church in Brooklyn, and that stopped the partnership, of course. But every time I began to move out and address the world with this message, then we've always had partners. And the partners grew and grew and grew until we were able to do incredible things. Because it wasn't just me, it was all these persons who were partners. And of course, the word partner is actually one of a definition of a big family of words. What another word you would know is fellowship. We're called unconditional love fellowship. Mm-hmm. We are, in that sense of fellowship, we are a group of partners. And we are together partnering in this message, and I help you as you minister to us. And we are participating is another word you could use for that. And it is a biblical principle. Nobody in Scripture ever did anything by themselves. He always gave them partners, and the partners were those who could come alongside, and whatever was needed, they were partnering in that. If you know, notice in the New Testament, when they went out into the world, they never went alone. There were no lone rangers. They always had at least another person with them, and sometimes Paul's entourage grew to quite a few people. And then he partnered with the churches. If you read Philippians was a letter that Paul wrote to those who were partnering. Literally, they were sending him money so that he could get on and do the job with the message. and he writes to them, because he, being Paul, he expanded that into the letter to the Philippians. But if you read carefully, you'll soon see he's addressing them as very special people, very close together in the ministry with him. And so we are looking for partners. I bless every one of you that have given a one-time gift, and we have many persons who do that. But it's the partners that are there when we come to say, can we do this? Can we do that? We can say, well, we've got so much guaranteed. So many people have promised to give so much money a month. And so a partner is someone who has, with the Holy Spirit, determined how much they will give. I'm not saying you've got to give any. It's up to you. But you give X amount of dollars, you let us know what that is, and that comes in faithfully every month. And we are, as I say, able then to move on that. And if any of you are interested, at the end of this video, John, I'm sure, will tell you how you can become a partner. John is better at explaining such things than I am. And so there. The whole idea of partnership is fascinating to me, because I've been now, as I say, all these years since 1964. And it's fascinating in, you think about it, right now, right at this second, you, every one of you, and these of us are sitting here today, we stand on the shoulders of partners of 20 years ago. Isn't that fascinating? The people 20 years ago gave faithfully, and maybe they've passed on now, but they
sent
passed
you around
on
the world.
They sent me all over Africa, all over Asia. That was done entirely on partner money. And I was able not only to go around the world, but also establish people with giving them money in those third world countries. It was amazing what can be done when a few people get together and say, we're going to do it. And you know, their gift that they, as I say, might have passed on, but their gift, it continues to speak.
Yes, because
you and I, actually us sitting there, and you're standing there on their shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, this place in which we're sitting, that has been paid for and kept up by the gifts of partners. Every time we have a meeting here, they sit in the chairs that were purchased by partners. And all of this, we're sitting in this building that some of you have been to, and this entire building is a studio. Well, we didn't do that with hen's feathers. You know, it took money, and it took persons that knew what they were doing who had to be paid. And so, again, as this message from this little tiny room, there goes a message out to the entire world. I don't know how many thousands, tens of thousands of people are actually present to what we say in this building on a Sunday morning. But it's all done by partners. And I thank the partners that we've had for the last years. When I was in hospital for a year, more or less, it was the partners that kept on giving. They didn't need me to keep on talking to give. They had faithfully given, and I'm back, and we're all still here.
Yes.
And we give thanks. And so if you would to be a partner, and I say it's not, we're not asking for $1,000 a month. It's whatever the Holy Spirit touches your heart to do, and you can go there and do that. Well, I thought I'd say that as we open up, but I'm going to hand over to Clint. And Clint, he was my, I call him my firstborn, right in this building, actually sitting where I'm sitting.
Mm-hmm.
is where Clint walked in. Well, I won't say any more about that, nor will he this time. But okay, Clint, it's over to you.
Okay. I want to start by saying just how excited I am in what has been done here and through y'all and y'all's generous giving and partnering with us. And I want to speak to what you're partnering with just a moment. When I first started meeting with Malcolm, he told me a couple things. I'm not going to take long, but I will say this, that I remember sitting down with him and he said, those of us that are in leadership roles in the body of Christ are called to be the head foot washers. And when he said that, because it was the first time I've ever heard anybody in a leadership role say that, I said, I could follow this guy wherever he goes, because that was his heart. And I remember being a little 19-year-old, 20-year-old up here, not knowing anything. I didn't know anything. And he taught me the gospel. But I remember when we'd meet and we'd talk about just random things or new things we wanted to do, he'd actually lean across and say, what do you think, Clint? And I'm like, who am I? And that really is their heart. And I think to add on to the partner piece is that we will also be having ongoing Zoom meetings with our partners. And so that's going to be something that's going to be a little bit different. And we're looking at doing that regularly. I would say to expect it at least every other month to be able to jump on with Zoom, jump on Zoom with you and begin to discuss and talk about not only some of the great testimonies that are coming in, the things that are going on, but of course, being able to open the floor to not only your feedback, your suggestions, and all that good stuff. I'm really excited about that so we could stay in communication. Moving forward, though, we also are going to start mini retreats. Those are going to be some things that we're going to be doing right here. We're going to also open it up to Zoom, and we're going to do it multiple times during the year. And the subjects in which we're going to talk about that I'm going to put on is the gospel on the inside, which goes into inner healing. We're going to look at trauma. We're going to look at what it means to be adopted and brought into the dance of the Trinity. And then in addition to that, relationships and particularly marriage. I'm going to do multiple marriage retreats. So if you cannot attend one, if you're not available, or if you're not able to get on Zoom, there will be multiple dates for you to be able to participate in that. And I remember us talking, you know, you have the gospel, and then the statement comes, so what? That's what we're talking about, the so what of the gospel in terms of how it is walked in and how we dance in our kitchen at home with our family, with our wives, our husbands, with our children, friends and family, and our community. And I think that's one of the biggest things that has been the feedback that I've heard is the desire for community where you're at. And so this is part of that. This is part of that working it out, and also the partner side of it. I remember early on too, last thing I'll talk about the early days. I remember sitting here and I came across that verse that says, that Jesus says, I will build my church, not us. And I think it's amazing that in the body of Christ, as we communicate with each other, we love on each other, the Holy Spirit speaks and we say, let's go, let's get after it. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of exciting things. And there's some other things that we are toying with that I'm really excited about, but, doing the partner Zoom meetings will be where we kind of flesh out some other ideas moving forward. So please, please, if it's placed on your heart, become a member, join us, because we need you. We need you not only in terms of supporting the ministry in a financial way, but in addition to that, your ideas and what the Holy Spirit has placed on your heart, we'd love to hear about those as well. And so with that being said, I want to send it back your way.
Okay. And I might add to that, I anticipate doing some retreats in this fashion. We've been asked many times, you know, we've been doing over the years the one time a year retreat, and people say, couldn't you repeat that? Well, no. it's expensive enough to do it once, and We couldn't, but if we do it by Zoom, as we're anticipating now, I can do it once, and then it can be repeated maybe 4 or 5 times in the year for those who couldn't be there the first time, or those who want to hear it all over again. And so with what Clint will be doing, which is, as many of you have heard him on Sundays, speak on how the gospel transforms marriages and interpersonal relationships, and I will be doing what I do. And so, and also, when you become a partner, one thing is that you pray for us. You are a participator.
Yes.
And there's so much to say about prayer that I need one of those many retreats to do that. I don't mean whine and plead for us, but to stand with us and receive the fullness that is God's abundance to us in the new covenant. And so, that's what we'll be doing. Now, along with the gifts that you have sent in the last days, a number of persons have written something along with it. Not a book, but that they've written a paragraph sometimes. And I don't know what the word is for that. It takes my breath away. It stuns me. It's that all these people have been, and we use the word so casually, blessed, but it's one of the most dynamic and powerful words in the Bible, that the words spoken that have come to you many times just through cassettes or CDs, and that have a transforming power, and the people along with it have read. And we've just sat in our kitchen reading all these letters that have come along. And so I've asked Cheryl to just pick here and there.
Yeah, this is the most exciting part to me, because I think of how you've encouraged us and loved us. And through that dark time a few weeks ago, you came with comments, and they were so beautiful. So I just want to read a few of them, but Malcolm's message, Christ in Our Thoughts, was like a born from above experience for me, beyond the telling. The Lord was present, showing me what I have been missing, as I have so often prayed for what he already has given me. Praise him and thank you, Malcolm. This woman wrote us a letter, and it was so beautiful. She said, first of all, I'm so glad you made your need made known to us so that we could help out. You don't know it, Malcolm, but you have been a dear friend to me. I don't think she ever met you physically,
no.
But I started listening to you on the radio in Denver, Colorado, when my oldest granddaughter was a year old. She is in her late 30s now. But she speaks about how when she had lost touch with Malcolm, that she listened to tapes over and over again. Your teachings have been the biggest impact over anyone else's teachings, because you have been with me through your tapes and CDs, and my imagination of having coffee with you at the kitchen table. I love that. That was the sweetest thing. If you hear this, come to Bandera and have coffee with us. We would love to have you. But she said, I have been filled with so many wonderful things that had been brought me peace, confidence, and blessing in my daily life. So here's one. We met in Cincinnati Vineyard in the 1990s. Your teachings have changed my life. I'm eternally grateful to you and your ministry. Here's one. Many nights I fell asleep to your voice speaking truth to me when I was full of fear. Your broadcasts on YouTube have been invaluable to me. as you minister the unconditional love of God to the world, we just thank you for standing. We thank you for standing with us. Thank you for all your comments. But this one person gave a small amount, but is partnering with us. And he says, if I could give more, I would. I have been so greatly blessed by you, Malcolm, and I thank God for you and what you've spoken into my life. I cried watching the announcement posted today. No words can do justice to how appreciative I am of this ministry. That's pretty awesome. But some of these people go way back to 79.
Oh, yeah.
I talked to someone this morning that's been with him and listening to him since 79. Thank you for reaching out again, telling us the deep need of financial support right now within the ministry. But most of all, there are so many of them that have said, you have changed my life. You've taught me how to relate to and talk to God in a new way, eye to eye. I love that. So we thank you for the words. They mean so much to me. I don't know about you, sweetheart, but I feel so loved and cared for. Mm-hmm. And that's what partners do. They lend a hand.
Yeah.
So
thank
you.
Absolutely.
I suppose the ultimate idea of partnership, when you said lend a hand, it's a text that is in Romans. And it says in our regular versions, the Holy Spirit helps us. We know not how to pray as we ought. The Holy Spirit helps us, which is true. That's what the word means. But the way that word was used in Bible days throws a whole new light on it. It means literally, the help literally, it means you take the other end. What it means. And so it would be used of, we're going to move this table. So Clint, you take that end, I'll take the other end. Well, taking the other end, if that's the Holy Spirit, there's very little for Clint to do. But the fact is, that would be the idea of partnership, that Clint is a partner, but all the partners partner with the Holy Spirit, who takes the other end, and together you do it. And so that fascinates me, that the Holy Spirit doesn't say he'll do everything. He said, I'll take the other end. There is a place that a human being must share the message. That the message came to us humans, and the whole meaning of the gospel is that he brings us into such a relationship. The only way he can say it is, I in you and you in me.
Yes.
And as we go to tell that, the Holy Spirit says, you go, but I'll take the other end.
Yes.
And we go. And so we go to share the message. And I might say this, and I'll close on this, that it is the message. I have said that I'll preach on my 100th birthday. I'm serious about that.
I'm serious. But,
and I think many of you take me seriously. But as I said, even if I said that I'd be 150, still that's not too far away when you're my age now. And I would want no one to think that what we're about is supporting me as an individual to speak and do these things. Of course, I'm there, but our whole support that we give and you partner with us is to the message.
Yes.
That's in all of this that Cheryl has read. Uh-huh. I didn't transform them. Yes. The message in my mouth, I'll grant you, came to them in the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's the gospel that transforms. Mm-hmm. And that certainly will not stop when I'm 100 years old. I've got three chaps here that, I mean, serious, I've poured myself into them. But so the Holy Spirit has arranged it in marvelous ways. We've hinted at Clint that he came here, sat right here as a 19-year-old. And but then Andrew, you've met Andrew many times, he listened to me day after day when he was in the cradle.
Yes.
And his father, a burned-out Nazarene pastor, listening to my tapes, as he was rocking Andrew in the cradle, listening to my tapes that were going to change his life, they were being listened to by that baby who can still remember it.
Yes.
These guys, and you've heard them, they took over when I was sick. And many of you have said how much they had spoken into your life. This is not going to stop. You're not supporting a man and at the end you say, well, that's it and go home. No, that will continue and actually probably go where I could never go. You know, each has his own vision and a new vision goes where it's never been before. And so I say that anyway. And so we will be talking to you again. And to the partners, we will have, as Clint has hinted, the partner meetings, that is just partners on Zoom with us. And not only will we talk to you with our seeings and ideas of where we're going, but because of the way Zoom is, you can talk to us.
Yes.
And let us know what's going on, and any ideas, any insights you have. So that's going to be something we've never done before, never been able to do.
Yes.
But it's a wonder, and it brings us very close together to the partners, that indeed and in truth we participate together.
Yes.
And so the blessing of the Lord is with you. The heavens have opened. And in Christ Jesus, you are seated with the Father and the Holy Spirit in the heavens. And you walk in that strength and in that power, and out of you flow rivers of living water to the ends of the earth. Amen. And amen. We'll see you later.